So while they were singing and worshiping and praising and giving announcements, he fell asleep. When he heard his name, he rose up. And he just got up to go forward. And everyone who was unfortunate enough to be on his roof fell down under the power. Very dramatic. Is that okay? This is why I'm telling the story. Because of things like that, every young man wanted to preach. That's when you hear that the gift person stood. Come, let me pray for you. In Jesus' name. You're putting the put leg behind you. I'll push you over. Some people now say, look at it. You want to know the truth? Some people actually push people. But that's not where it started from. Do you understand my point? Like I said, what wise men do at the beginning, fools do at the end. Do you understand my point? That was not where it started from. There were real manifestations like that. Unfortunately, if you have not been taught, you will think that if those things are not accompanying your ministry, you're not in ministry. But this is another interesting part. There was a time teachers came up. Can they go tell the story? Before, you had people shouting and shouting. A season came in which people would open the scriptures and start dissecting the scriptures. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth was without form and it was void. The word was actually is rendered 425 other times as became. And the only time, and then so, enlightenment. So the literal Hebrew actually, and the world became without form and void. And darkness was over. Let me explain the meaning of the word over. Over means to come from behind, overtake and surround. And so as to give, you know that kind of. And listen, it used to captivate people. You know, see, if you see, I've been telling different stories. It used to really captivate people. I remember the first day somebody said, the Egyptians that you see today, you shall see them no more. And he began to explain the meaning of the word see. As a young man, I didn't understand. In this Bible, what do you see? Are you seeing? Hey, look. Man. So there was, look, I was around, this was shortly after I entered school. Teachers were the happening thing. So when they gathered like this, amen. Oh, Ken Hagin was everywhere. It is not what the Lord can do, but what he yearns to do. And all the shouting and jumping vanished. Everybody was calm. You couldn't preach without giving three Hebrew words, two Greek words, hack a song. No, that's it. So I heard a man say, some people are singing. No, they sang a song. He that dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. He said that is Old Testament. The Bible says your life is hid with Christ in God. All of that trying to impress people. It wasn't necessary. What I'm saying is, have you noticed different seasons, different fads, different happenings? People losing their ministry here and there. There's one great man, anointed prophet. Now, let me tell you, when they say man is a prophet, this man was so anointed, that the way he's a minister, he will just call you. That is, he wants to pray for you. As soon as you step forward, you've not told him anything. He tells you your name, where you're from. Tells the problem that brought you to church that day. Where you were 3 days ago trying to address this problem. And what God said he should tell you about the problem. So detailed. Look, W.F. Kumuyi, how did one of my seniors in school give his life to Christ? He went for a Kumuyi crusade. And Kumuyi said, there is a young man here. He began to describe everything about the young man. The Lord said, this night is your night. Come and give your life to Christ. This bro is in a lie. I know they go anywhere. Then the man will talk and he said, look, listen, next I'm going to call your name. The guy said, no, I bet this is enough. Don't embarrass me for that. He literally. It's called the word of knowledge. Things, I mean, they don't have one. Do you understand my point? I don't want to give that man's name. This man, that's how powerful it was. I heard the story. That because of that, some people decided to test him. They thought he was spying. Because people used to feel form before they come. Is that okay? So they decided to go and write that my name is Ajanle Koko Ezekiel. I'm like this. I'm from. They wrote a lot of lies. Wrote that they had about 3 sicknesses each, 2 young men. And they went and killed to be prayed for. As soon as he put hand on the first person, he said, what do I see before me? I see 2 young men who have purposed in their hearts to deceive the man of God. And they have filled the cars to say they have this sickness and this sickness and this sickness. He said, therefore, let it come upon them as they have written. No. Look, don't let me. When Bible talk about blasphemy against the Holy Ghost, be careful. Don't try a man of God. Don't. Don't. All the hidden things of their heart, he told them, place the curse upon them and move them aside. Went to the next person. That same man, listen to me. 5 years before he died, the Lord told Kenneth Hagin that this man, I'm going to remove him. Because now he's leading the body of Christ astray. Do you know why? At that season, the teachers moved in. They became the happening things. So he too, those are the days of people like F.F. Bosworth. People like Ken Hagin were moving in. Those are guys who used to analyze scriptures, line by line, here and there, you know. And they were pulling the crowds. So you were not a happening preacher if you couldn't do it. So he too began to preach. It began to teach the scriptures. He had very little education. Didn't know the Bible very much. He too desired to teach. He was the one that originated all kinds of strange doctrines. That when Satan, that Cain was conceived of Satan. That the forbidden fruit was that Eve slept with Satan. And he's teaching them. And therefore, it was only Abel that was conceived by Adam. That Cain was of the devil. That's the word of the devil. It's because of all kinds of... God said, this is enough. This boy is embarrassing me. I said, no death is by accident. How did he die? A drunken driver ran into his car. Flung him and his wife out of the car. Are you getting what I'm saying? That is, his son who was in front, because his former wife died during a particular flood. So his first son by that woman was driving the car in front, saw the accident in the back. He turned around and came to where they were lying down on the floor injured. He said, how is mama? That's his wife. The boy said, I think he's dead. He told him, no problem. Take my hands and put it upon her. He did. The woman came back to life. Look, the man was... Then he now died. And the woman lived. If you read Ken Hagin's stories, if you listen to his messages and read his books, he said there was a time he was in a meeting and the girl said, so person has been an accident. Everybody pray. He said he was about to start praying. Then the Holy Spirit reminded him, 5 years ago, I told you I'm going to kill him this year. I just tapped his wife. He said, don't bother praying. He's going to die. Why? Because he stopped. He left his ministry of being a prophet and ran to become what? A teacher. And because, listen, I'm a teacher, all right? And I can assure you of something. I tell my wife once in a while, I said, look, there's no point being humble, all right? Beyond measure. I am inspired. I don't mean that as a joke. I literally am inspired. There are many times, look, I have been in services. A man will read a line. He said, open to Jeremiah chapter 1. Then the Lord said, as soon as he reads that scripture, suddenly a sermon appears in my heart. And guess what? He starts repeating the sermon. I don't know him from anywhere. I'm just sitting in church. He just reads a line. As soon as he reads the line, I just say, oh, look at the truth inside here. Not knowing that's what the man spent the last 3 days preparing. As soon as he reads the line, the whole thing is decoded to me. How many times have I stood up? I want to pray. I read the scripture. The light is so intense. The next 1.5 hours, I'm talking on something I just read now. People think that, oh, you have meditated on that scripture. Now lie. There was a day I finished preaching. My wife said, you don't teach me these things now. I said, it's not my fault, baby. As you the hearing, and so as me to the hearing. Two of us the hearing at the same time. Because it's coming from my mouth. The things in me just cook up. It's a gift, it's a calling. Are you getting my point? Now, but when a man doesn't have it and he decides he's going to force himself, one area where you be careful. If you're not called to be a carpenter, it's not to be a carpenter. Not only money you don't go get. Amen? It's true. When it comes to ministry, it's not like that. That is one area. You know, if you go and check it, James warned about it. That was one area where you don't dabble into anyhow. It kills people. It kills. There was one man. He died some time ago. The moment... God, I hope you can grab this. The moment the man died, I didn't even know he was sick for a long time, but he died. I don't give you names so as not to confuse you, all right? There are two of them, if I mention you know, they died from the same diseases, two different parts of Nigeria. The second one, I didn't know very well. The first one, the day I saw him preaching on TV, I remember I don't know what I told my wife. I said, this guy shouldn't be preaching. I just said something. I said, this man. I heard him for just about 30 minutes. I said, this man shouldn't be preaching. I said, this man should not be preaching. I don't know who sent him here. I just thought about it and dismissed it. I said, this church thing has become politics and an organization that you think can just build yourself up to a higher ranking. If you don't have the calling, don't let them give you title. he acquired the title for himself. A few years later, I heard the man was dead. I told my wife, if I tell too many stories, you will guess who it is. This was many years ago. Oh, you may not know, she's not from this part of the country. I told my wife, you know who's responsible for this man's death? She said, who? I said, go and grab that woman. I said, it's his wife. Why? Because I've heard the woman talk. I heard her talk for 10 minutes that this woman is a preacher. That is, there's no story about it. This woman is called. She's a preacher. The fact that your wife is a preacher. Look, Joyce Meyer is a preacher. Her husband is not. The man decided to carry title. I just said, well, sorry. I read enough to know that such things is risky. God will just take scissors one day, just cut your head, put her in a basket. I'm telling you the truth. Look, if God didn't call you to be a carpenter, he said to be a carpenter, the only thing you won't have is what? Money. You still live. But if he didn't call you to preach, you go and buy a microphone. Because you want to take special offering. You know what I mean? Now, why did I even go into all of this? I'm trying to bring out something using that ministry thing. Each person came in, all right? Those people made the mistakes. Because something began to, in quote, rain. There was a time, like I told you, the teachers were the thing. So that's why people like that man decided to start teaching, because they were not the ones pulling the crowds. They were the ones that, you know, was, you know, inspiring everybody, and everybody wanted to be like. But listen, the fact that T.D. Jakes blesses you doesn't mean you have to exalt like T.D. Jakes. Are you getting my point? T.D. Jakes is one person I love to listen to plenty in life. No, I'm serious. I love him. I'm not going to talk like him. I have no such plans. I can listen to Ken Hagin morning till night. I will not talk like Ken Hagin. I have no such plans. I won't force myself to see a vision God didn't show me. That's what people do, and evil spirits say, I like you, you're my friend. I'm telling you, look, I went for a meeting. We finished the meeting around, in fact, I don't know when we finished. All I know that I slept around 2 a.m. I don't know when we finished the meeting. All right, me, I slept off. In the course of the meeting, we were gisting. They were describing people. I said, look, a lot of those people, they use what they call familiar spirits. You know what they call familiar spirits? Yes, evil spirits, familiar spirits. Familiar spirits, I think, they will tell you, you come. There's a wristwatch on top of your table in the house. Yes, beside that wristwatch, there's a football. Yesterday, you and your friend were playing the soccer. They turn the whole thing, it becomes sensational. It's not helping anybody. It's just making the man look powerful. Somebody told me that we're giving GSM number. The man shows up, gives you 5 GSM numbers, noise of the devil. What are you doing with GSM number? What I'm bringing, I'm not saying God cannot do things like that. He can. Of course, if he can give names, he can give number. Alright? But the point I'm making is that when you now turn into a matter of sensationalism, trying to show, I mean, Ken Hagin, go and read that book, he gave this on to men. Men who come, they come to you, good morning, sir. The Lord said, in your top drawer in your bedroom, there's 7,000 naira. And the bottom drawer, there's 75,000 naira. Holy Spirit said, I should tell you to go and bring the money and give to me. You that have never seen such things. Ah! He is a man of God, though. If he comes to people like me, I will tell him, truly, in my top drawer is 7,000 naira. That I'm going to use to pay my mechanic. In the bottom drawer, there's 75,000. That is the one I plan to use to buy my new shirt, my new shoe. And so you, man of God, ain't giving you nothing. And if he stays there long enough, I will rebuke that familiar spirit out of his life. He will never be able to operate again. He said, how can? Go and read it. Paul did it. He got him in prison. When Paul drove away familiar spirit. I know it's not today. Look, those things. And anyway, don't let me bore you. Let me sit on the main thing I'm trying to explain. The point I'm saying in all of this thing is that, see, because of what is sensational and what people are giving glory to, that's why keepers don't want to keep. They want to be attackers. But because it's not inside them to outrun somebody else. You get my point? It's not inside them to not change the direction of a ball while they are in motion. They never make it. Listen, I said each man receives his reward according to what? His labor. According to his labor. So forget trying to impress people. Forget what people think is a happening thing. Billy Graham. You saw the way Billy Graham preached? While people were prophesying, he was preaching like that. While they were seeing visions, he was preaching like that. While they were doing in-depth teaching and analysis, he was preaching like that. He outlived almost everybody. Do you get my point? There was one man, R.W. Schambach. The same way Schambach preached from the beginning till now, his demand didn't change. His life is full of the manifestations of God. Listen, just be yourself. You don't have to be somebody else. Because when you try to be somebody else, you become nobody at all. Do you get what I'm trying to explain? The reason being that what God created you to be, you are not being that thing. And the one you are trying to be, everybody knows you're a copy. You know, once a TD Jakes enter, you know another TD Jakes has entered. When you leave, say, how's that message? Say, ah, very nice. It sounds like TD Jakes. You don't think you're insulting anybody. You don't think you're insulting anybody at all. You say, ah, as soon as that man finished preaching, it was very nice, very nice. I think he must have read this Miles Monroe book. In fact, it's not like Miles Monroe. You know who he's trying to be like. You know. One day you see his book. It's a good book, but since Miles Monroe's one is there, why buy the one trying to copy Miles Monroe? You buy the Miles Monroe and you go. I like the way TDG said it. He said, I am the best me that God ever made. Are you getting my point? Yes, I'm the best me that God ever made. Everybody else trying to be like me is just a copy. And listen, the important thing for you to note is that you are also an original. And let me say this, hear this clearly. If T.D. Jakes had copied somebody else, you would never have known him today. Do you get my point? He wasn't trying to sound like anybody. That's how come you got to know him. If he tried to be somebody else, you never would have gotten to know him. And in the same manner, if he tried to be somebody else, nobody will ever get to know you. But if you remain what God made you to be, then one day, it's okay when you are small, 16, 17, 18, 19, you know, those kind of 20, 21, be copying somebody else. It's a good time. But one day you should wake up and say, now I have grown. Who am I? So one day when you grow, you will see small, small young people trying to copy you. Are you getting my point? You know, you've heard me say it before now. I said, I made up my mind in life. I will dress the way I want to dress. I don't believe that something is now in fashion. Me? I am a dictator of fashion. In Jesus' name, I'm a dictator. Hey, I was telling, was it in Bini? My wife I was talking, I don't know who. Okay, what my wife I was talking to. She was the one. I said, look, that Christians should learn something. Stop trying to copy people. We should grow up and be the ones people will be copying. They say, they don't wear socks with native. I said, the book of Hebrews, chapter 5, verse 25. He said, what? And I said, what I mean is that, where is it written? Somebody woke up and said, I shouldn't wear socks with native. That's his personal problem. When I like, I wear it. He said, you don't know fashion. Don't worry. Just wait. It's a matter of time. You see people defending what they are wearing. That's what Pastor Banky wore last week. Wait now. You know, my wife sells clothing and stuff like that. People say, no, two-button suit is the one that's raining now. I say, listen, I wear the suit that fits me. I don't give a damn about what is raining. In fact, for a long time, I deliberately refused to wear the two-button. My reason, they say it's raining. I said, look, let me tell you something that happened one day. I went to one bank, FCMB. I wore a three-button. All right? I came out of the bank, and I was walking. And my wife, she came and said, my husband, is that you? I said, you. See, I was just looking at, who's that handsome young man that just walked out? I said, you see? And I wore a three-button suit. You get the point? It is two-button. That one. Look, if it fits me, I will wear it. But God forbid that I will say it is the thing that is raining. I'm the head. I'm not the tail. I'm the one people copy. Look, let me tell you. If Michael Jackson appears tomorrow with green shirt and gray and purple trousers and yellow shoes, just wait for a few minutes. You will see people appear even on talk show with green shirt, purple trouser, and yellow shoes. And this is the interesting part. Nobody will think it is bad. Because they all saw it when Michael Jackson wore it. I told myself, in life, I must be important. Let those who don't have any substance in themselves, let them copy me. In fact, what I even say is that, listen, you young ladies, pray that God will bless you and increase you. You will teach the younger people how to dress. Do you follow my point? Why should they be taking an example from people who their fathers have never hugged in life? Ah, you know the law of these women that people copy. You know what their problem? You want me to tell you? Should I tell you? I know. I will tell you. It's called the Baba Fryo phenomenon. Oh, Baba Fryo. Notice me. Uh-huh. Then go they pose. That is, he just wants to be noticed. Do you get my point? You don't feel important, so you want to be noticed. And you have to outdo each other. There were two girls I read about in Time magazine, the two famous people. They kept on becoming more and more naked. Once one appears without top, the other one will appear without top and bottom. That is, I must be more notorious. Why? People want to be important. So I tell my students, I say, stop copying those who their fathers have never said, oh, you are fine. You know, so they go out begging, please, now somebody appreciate me. You know Maria Carey, very good example. First day, I saw Maria Carey, I said, ah, why is this girl removing her clothes? She wanted to do a musical. And she just said, first, she said, undressing. Ah, so what is going on here? Look, if I become president, I will ban all those. Look, in fact, in Jesus' name, may any musician in Nigeria that starts like that may never sell. In Jesus' name. You know the reason? If you want to sell music very fast, it's very simple now. Sing one very, make sure your lyrics are very lewd, very nonsense lyrics, and then do the video with naked women all over the place. You'll make quick money. So when people want to start singing, that's what they tell them. You know, I'm telling this whole story. People who don't know the problem of the people they are watching, they want to start copying them, thinking the people are feeling confident. They are not confident. It's their lack of confidence that's worrying them. The reason why they are going like that, in fact, you know, I was in, I went for a meeting in Benin, I told you. You know what they call this trouser, where they hang for here? And boys go, they walk out, trouser go, they here. Sagging, huh? Somebody now said that they should go and listen to, oh no, it wasn't Benin, it was Praise Forward in church that was preaching. I say, oh my God, this is what we have been saying. That people don't know where the thing came from. It came because in prison, there's no size. So the tall guys couldn't get trousers long enough. So they would drop their trousers down so that it would look long. So of course, all the black rappers who are half in prison, half out of jail, came out and made the thing in fashion. One day I was in a store, that was in Houston. I told two boys, come, your trousers is falling down. I did that deliberately. Come here, put that trouser up. I did like I didn't know what was going on. Two of them, hello, your pants are coming down. The guy looked at me and laughed and dragged the thing back up. In fact, they told him that there's one mayor in America. He told the police, any young man with trousers coming, arrest him. In decent dress. Now, the point I'm making all of this is that, see, it was one priest who was in that story. I said, look at what we have been saying. You think it's fashion? It's not fashion. It's prisoners teaching free men how to dress. So I told myself, in life, I must be important. If you want to know that I'm going to give a lecture, just see the way I'm dressed in the morning. When I'm going to class, I look like I'm going to preach. Look, I dress impeccably. I'm not joking. Wear my best shirt, my best suit, and I stroll to class. Cut my hair self necessary before I go. You know why? There's a reason why. Look, initially I didn't study deliberately. But later on, somebody told me something, one of my residents. Anytime he sees me, he says, Oga, you are looking good. Oga, I like the way you dress. So he will compare me to some other people. He said, do you know why? I said, why? Why he said, you like the way I dress? He said, those days when they were students, that they used to look at some of the Ogas then, and they felt bad coming to study this course called medicine. That the Ogas looked like a sorry example of what they are going to become. So when he became a resident and he saw me the way I would come to work, sometimes I wear a suit, even before I started wearing suits regularly, I might wear my shirt and trousers, talking very well, look nice. He said, oh, guy, it's good. At least you will encourage the young people. They will know that life is not hard after all. You know, because of that, I added that to my natural tendency. So after that, if I'm going to class, and my wife said, where are you going? I said, I have a lecture. Like if she sees me dressing in the morning, where are you going? I said, I have a lecture. That is, I dress better for lectures than I dress to go to my office. I'm not going to give lectures. Why? I must teach young people what life is about. I mustn't look like I'm suffering because they won't want to graduate. So their father will still be sending money. The Lord is good. I said the Lord is good. And we'll continue what we started to do next time. But the point I've made in all of this is that, look, you're a unique person. Before you were born, there was something that God created you to solve. Are you getting my point? And He made you specially for that. And you don't have to try to be somebody else. Are you getting me? The world often lifts up a standard which is different from that God wants you to be. They lift up the standard, they lie to you that this is how successful men behave. Are you getting me? But no, you don't have to be like them because you are unique. He said, before there was yet any one of them, your days were written in God's book. God knew what you are supposed to be. And I will discuss this one again next time. Listen, even if men don't reward you appropriately, don't ever forget, there is a day that we will all appear before the judgment seat of Christ. And you will give an account of what your life was like. Whether you like it or not, that day is coming. And it will determine for you what eternity will be like. Are you getting the point I'm making? What I've told you is a matter of fact. Therefore, don't let men make you into something else that you are not. I told all this story I told at the end. Because a lot of people are copying confused people, thinking they know where they are going. You are following a man, a woman, who is thoroughly lost. And you think because the world painted him up very nicely. When you see the cover of a magazine, those faces are not real. The faces are not real. They take time out to paint up the face to look good. Dip that face in water. Let it come out. Let her smile the real smile. Then you know whether it's a happy person you are dealing with. I like one thing principal who was said in church a few days ago. He said, you think two faces happening? Ask yourself, where is Dizike Falola? Some of you won't know who Dizike was. Baby Kilode. That was many years ago, not now. Dizike sang in the 80s, early 80s. Baby Kilode was around 82, 83. He said, where is First Liberty? But the shortest reading was Alexito. Tickle me, tickle my soul. After he tickled the soul, that was the end of Alexito. I won't let somebody, a shooting star, you know they call it a shooting star. A shooting star cannot give you direction. Because you don't know where it's coming from or where it's going. Just flare, boom, and then burns out. You want direction? That's what the Bible calls, it said, then the Son of Righteousness will arise with healing in his wings. It said, the path of the just is like the light of dawn, talking about the sun, that shines brighter and brighter. A shooting star will not give me direction. No, I won't let that happen. The Son of Righteousness, Christ Jesus, is my example. As long as I follow him, my life is automatically brightened. I become an important person. Do you get my point? Listen, these things you hear me say, ask my wife. Look, listen, this is not a joke. You might say, Pastor Manny, everybody listening to you now. No, the first time I met my wife, there was a day she told me that this man, you are too full of yourself. But thank God. She has found out that everything I said has been true. Very true. Very, very true. I've never told a lie. When she was sitting there, when Jesus said, I'm the light of the world, was he lying? Was he full of himself? If you are the light of the world, you are the light of the world. If you are not, you are not. I'm an important person. It's not my fault. God made me like that. You get my point? There's only one banking on the surface of this earth. I'm not talking like anybody else. I don't look like anybody that talks like me, that preaches like me. In fact, good enough, many of the popular doctrines in Christianity, I don't agree with. And I have refused to mold my doctrine to make anybody happy. You know, I like radio. I like the kind of ministry I run. You know, I need no permission from anybody. Say, if you come to our church, don't preach like this. Oh, don't worry. Your members will hear me on radio. Please, are you getting my point? I'm saying that you are an important person. Did I hear an amen? I'm saying that if you put your effort into the calling, the gift that God deposited inside you, then you will come out excellent. Did I hear an amen? That's why you put, remember our Pareto principle application? Make sure that 80% of your effort goes into the very thing that will make you outstanding in life. And my time is going to we'll develop it again next time anyway. But don't let, when I was preaching today, meditating today, I said what I will preach is this: don't despise your own gift. Let me just end with that and I'll develop it next time so that I know I'm coming from here. Please, because of this thing I have said, don't despise your gift. If you're a goalkeeper, please keep the goal very well. Don't try to be a striker. Because human beings, you say all flesh is grass. Human beings, they are very funny. Let's take Nigeria as an example. All the years, from the time I was a small boy, at least when I grew up enough to be able to recognize things, Ola Vincent was CBN governor in Nigeria. Then after that, there was Ahmed. Then there was who? Sanusi. It was Sanusi after Ahmed. Anyway, they were going up and down like that. All of them, bankers. All of them what? Bankers. The first non-banker, an economist, that was appointed as CBN governor in Nigeria is Chukwuma Soludo. Nobel Peace Prize was always given to freedom fighters. Then in 2006, they gave it to a banker, an economist who became a banker, who started the Grameen Bank, Muhammad Yunus. Are you following my point? Human beings change. Watch it. They will sit down one day and say, how come it's only these strikers that are footballers of the year? Then you see 3 consecutive years to be 1 goalkeeper to 1 defender, back to 1 goalkeeper, and one day they will even give a coach. And then you see all the young men, oh God, may you not be a goat in life. Because they will, suddenly, I'm not striking again, I'm going to be a goalkeeper. Suddenly they start posting on the goalpost. So, I mean, they're just leading them up and down. But listen. There's what the Bible calls glory. God is the one that glorifies people. Are you getting me? Do you know the interesting? Let me just tell this story. I read a lot of things and I'll close with it. Can I say something? I know sometimes, look, you must never be the one to assess yourself. Do you get my point? The Bible says, let another praise you and not your own lips. Ken Hagin said he loved to preach. He used to, you know what they call preach, actually? Well, let's get terminology. It's just shout, talk, shout, talk, shout, talk. You know what I mean? That's what they call preaching. Teaching is what they call, that's more systematic. So anyway, he said for a long time, the Holy Spirit has been prompting him to teach. And he never agreed because he said, nobody wants to hear a teacher. Those days when he was a young man, everybody used to, you know, whip up his thumb. Oh, the Lord is good. The Lord is good. If you know the Lord is good, shout amen. The Lord is good, you know. And they said women didn't used to come to church. Why would the women, that men didn't used to come to church? Why would the men go? It's women that enjoy all such things. According to Miles Morrow, women love to emote. They're emotional. That's Miles Morrow. In fact, when Miles Morrow was illustrating this, he said, do you know why the men didn't like going to church? That the preacher would say, the Lord is good. The Lord is good. The Lord is good. He said, and the women are going, whoo, whoo, whoo. And the man is looking, say, he has said that in 3 times. Why can't he say something else? Anyway, he said those days, nobody wanted to hear a teacher because they were slow and boring. They wanted to whip up the excitement. Ooh, jump in the air, slap your neighbor. Not like this, I mean like that. Then God is good. Touch somebody. You know, can I get to say he was always doing that. And the Holy Spirit said, why don't you just settle down and teach? Let me cut the long story short. So one day he finally decided that he would do that. He told the Lord, I will prove to you that it won't work. So he prepared a very boring sermon and delivered it very slowly. Made sure everybody was bored. At the end of the day, he gave an altar call. And 6 men, that is only men, got up to come and answer him. He said, before I couldn't sleep because, and it was a small church. I mean, I don't mean that, you know, in Nigeria we're used to 1 million man crusades. I'm talking about in a small church. And that was very significant. Because he said, normally when things are good, 1 or 2 people will give their life to Christ at the end of the service. This one, 6 men. He said, before I couldn't sleep because he was resisting the push of the Holy Spirit. He said, now I couldn't sleep for repenting. He said, Lord, I'm very sorry. I think I should hardly be teaching. They started teaching his church in his own home church. Started teaching the prayer meeting that women used to call. And they cut the long story short. The place began to swell. Everybody was coming. The men or the women, everybody filled the place to come and hear him teach. Why did I say, don't praise yourself, let another praise you? He thought he could preach. And then one day he referred to one of his messages that I preached in that particular message. And it's the only tape by Ken Hagin I couldn't listen to from the beginning to the end. After I talked for 10 minutes, I coined the tape. Say, bless it, something's wrong. This bro, bless it, don't backslide. Dude, that is, you think you are doing it well. But Holy Spirit said, you are not getting any result. But why was it that I wasn't getting any result? Because he said what everybody wanted were preachers. They wanted those who will whip up the emotions. What am I saying? Until you begin to manifest the gift inside you, you don't understand the value of it. I don't know what I get what I'm saying. Listen, nobody has seen it before. It's when you begin to release it that you will understand the value. Old man sang a song once. You know, it's a very nice song. Well, it's okay. I liked it. Then I heard him sing a native song. I said, my God, this guy is fantastic. And his friend said, we have told him that this native one is the one that he's skilled in. See, this English one, not trying to try. But say the guy no go agree. And when I was told, I felt very bad. Because a man is trying to make waves where he doesn't have the... Do you understand? He doesn't want to sound like a local singer. But listen, when Awilo attacked Nigeria, had you ever heard of Makosa before that time? After Awilo finished everybody, every small boy in Nigeria now began to... Even Christian Makosa appeared. In Jesus' name, you will be a pioneer. Did I hear an amen? You will do something that people have not done before and you'll become outstanding because of that. If you believe that, say amen. All right, let us pray. The Lord is good.